Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Oh, hi. I was on my way out to the mailbox. I'm expecting a very important parcel. I just love getting the mail, don't you? I mean, you never know what to expect. Every time you open the mailbox, there's a new surprise. Here we are. I wonder what kind of surprise Mr. Mailman brought me today. Let's see what's in here. Oh, looks like a bunch of bills. Oh, wait. Here it is. A package from the Odyssey Historical Society. I've been waiting all month for this. It has a very special story in it about an incident in Odyssey's history. What makes it so special is that's the story we're going to hear on today's Adventure in Odyssey. And we'll get started with it right after these messages. One of the great things about Wits End is that you never know when you're going to come across a hidden room or forgotten passage. That's what's happened to Robin, Connie, and Wit. They're getting ready to explore such a room right now.
Okay, just a couple more boards here and we'll see what's behind this door.
This is so exciting. I mean, a boarded up room that no one showed us for years. Right here in Wits End.
Oh, well, this place is pretty big, Robin. Imagine there are rooms here that I've never really explored. But and we wouldn't be exploring this one if it hadn't been for you, Connie. I thought these stairs just led up to the roof. Had no idea there was an attic here.
It's so weird. I mean, I've been up here I don't know how many times and never even thought about those boards before.
Well, why did you notice them this morning?
I don't know. There was something about the way the flashlight beam hit them. Something weird.
Yeah, but fun. It's like being a part of a big mystery.
Well, the mystery is about to be solved, Robin. Give me the flashlight, Connie. Yeah. Now, I want you both to be really careful.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh. Wow, look at all that junk.
Oof, it smells terrible.
Well, that's the tarps. The roof probably leaked on them, and they got all musty and moldy. There's a lot of clutter up here, that's for sure.
I think it's neat. Look at a wall.
Robin, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
What happened?
I just tripped, that's all.
You're right, Connie. These tarps do smell. I grabbed one of these things to keep...
Whoa, look at that.
Well, I'll be...
It's an organ.
Oh, not just an organ. It's an antique pipe organ. See the pipes and the floor pedals? When you grabbed the tarp, you uncovered it, Robin.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yes. You know, the designs are hand-carved. Oh, it really is quite a find.
Can I sit on the bench, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, of course. Just be careful.
Why would an organ be up here?
Oh, maybe because this used to be a church.
I thought it was a recreation center before you turned it into Wits End.
Well, it was, but before it was a rec center, part of it was the town church. You see, years ago, the main sanctuary burned down, but this tower stayed up. Everyone liked it so much, they decided to build the rec center around it.
Oh.
Well, I'm not sure how the organ got up here, though, or why they boarded up this room.
Who cares how it got here? I want to know what it sounds like.
Well, then, don't just sit there. Play.
Really?
Sure. You know how it works?
I think so. You're supposed to pump these pedals, aren't you?
Right. That sends the air to the pipes.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'm so excited, I don't know what song to play.
What about your recital piece, the one by Beethoven?
Fruly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oops, sorry. I need a little more practice.
Well, go ahead. Try it again.
Wait a minute. Something's wrong with this key.
Really? Well, let's have a look.
See?
You're right, Robin. Well, obviously nothing's wrong with the action, and the pedal looks good.
So what's the problem?
Well, the air must not be getting to the pipe. What note is it, Robin?
Middle C.
Middle C. Well, that should be, this one right here. Gotta be careful. Don't want to damage. Aha! No wonder middle C wouldn't work. Something stuffed inside the pipe.
Really? What is it?
Well, just give me a minute. I got it. Whew. Well, look at this.
It's an old gray rag.
Hey, look, it has writing on it.
Here, Robin, why don't you read it?
Me?
Sure. My hands are filthy from the pipe. Just be careful. It's very old.
Okay. It looks like a poem.
Huh.
I, Rufus Cowley, do hereby attest the words you now read are truest and best. Your course now is set, the path now you're on, to the greatest of riches, the treasure Le Monde. This prize you may find by heeding said adage, start in the center and play a deaf cabbage.
Wow.
What does it mean, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but we may have just stumbled across a clue to a hidden treasure.
Treasure? How can we know for sure?
I know. We'll take this to Aldous Webster. He's a friend of mine, a history professor over at Campbell County Community College. Come on, let's go.
Come on, right. Hurry, Robin.
Well, Aldous, it's a clue, all right.
Then there really is a Le Monde treasure?
Oh, yes. Named after Henri Le Monde, a French nobleman. The Le Monde's moved to Canada just before the French Revolution, taking much of their wealth with them. Well, unfortunately, everyone but Henri died of plague on the way over.
That's terrible.
Well, Le Monde viewed his survival as a miracle, and so he became a missionary to the Indians. Legend has it that wherever he set up a mission, he buried part of his family fortune nearby.
And one of those places was Odyssey?
The last one, actually. After Henri Le Monde left here, he was never heard from again. Now, where is that book? Must be on the back shelf. Anyway, it seems that in addition to being a missionary, Henri was also something of a prankster. He didn't just bury his fortune, he hid it so that anyone looking for it would have to wade through a series of devices or clues to find it.
But who is Rufus Cowley? You think he was one of the people looking for the treasure?
Yes. There's the book. Now, let's see. According to town records, Cowley was a fortune hunter who came to Odyssey in the late 1850s. Learned about the treasure from another fortune hunter named Zachariah Ames. Well, they became partners, but it seems that greed overtook them as they got closer to the treasure. Well, they fought, and Ames lost. Cowley tried to run, but the law quickly caught up with him. In the steeple at the town church.
The same steeple that's now the tower at Wits End.
So that's how the piece of cloth got there.
Yes. Apparently, Cowley jotted down that little poem and jammed it into the pipe in the organ before the sheriff got him.
Now, hold on. If Cowley was trying to get away, why would he go to the church?
Yes. Why indeed? Unless he was looking for something.
You mean the clue about the deaf cabbage? Has something to do with the tower at Wits End?
It looks that way, Robin. The question is, what?
A deaf cabbage. I wish I could sleep. There's a buried treasure around here somewhere, and the secret to finding it is probably hidden right under my nose. And the only clue I have is a silly sentence about a deaf cabbage. I gotta figure this out. Think, Robin, think. Gotta find that treasure before someone else does. I'll figure this out if I have to lie here all night. I want that treasure. Just think of all the stuff I could buy with it. I gotta get it. I have to. Whatever it takes, I'll get it if I have to... What am I saying? I've never felt this way before. It's like I'm hungry for money. This is crazy. I'd better do something about it. Lord, please take these feelings away from me. I don't like them. Help me think of nice things, good things. In Jesus' name, amen. Much better. I just need to think about something else, that's all. Like my piano recital piece. For Elise, it's so pretty. E, D sharp, E, D sharp, E, B, D natural, C. E, D sharp, E, D sharp, E, B, D natural, C. E, D, B, C. Of course, that's it. It's so simple, but it all fits together.
I know the secret of the treasure, Lamont. Come on, Connie, get up the stairs.
Okay, okay, I'm coming. Just slow down. I don't function too well at 6 in the morning.
Couldn't this have waited until a decent hour?
Wait?
I know the secret, Connie. How can you even think of waiting?
I just hope you're right, Robin. I mean, I could get into a lot of trouble opening up this place this early.
I'm sorry, Connie. I tried calling Mr. Whitaker, but no one answered at his house.
Oh, it's all right. I just hope Whit didn't put a lock on the door.
We won't know unless we try.
All right, all right. Oh, good. It's open.
Great. Come on.
Oof, it's still so dusty.
All right, Robin, we're here. So, what's the secret to the Lamont treasure? You know that old piece of cloth with a clue written on it?
Yeah.
And how the last line said to play a deaf cabbage?
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, it doesn't make any sense as words, but it makes a lot of sense as music.
What?
See, every note in the musical scale has a letter value. A, B, C, D, E, F, or G. Well, the letters in the words a deaf cabbage are in that scale. They're not words at all. They're musical notes.
And if we play them on this organ,
we'll find out where the Lamont treasure is.
Right. Help me move this tarp.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, great. There are three keyboards on this organ. Which one do you play?
The middle one, of course.
Oh, Professor Webster.
You almost made me jump out of my skin.
Sorry for the scare, ladies.
What are you doing here?
Isn't it obvious? I came to the same conclusion you did, only I remembered the entire last line. Start in the center and play a deaf cabbage. Of course, there's only one way to find out. Robin, will you accommodate us?
You mean play it? Sure.
Whoa!
Oh, unbelievable! Oh.
Look at that wall! It's falling apart!
No, it's opening! It's a secret panel!
No, not us! Panels, two of them! One inside, one outside!
What's that between them?
It's a telescope!
Extraordinary!
You can say that again.
Well, let's have a look, shall we?
Wow! This thing is incredible.
Indeed. It's an unbelievable find, an antique.
Not only that, but it's really old. You think this is the treasure?
From what I know of Lamont, no. It's just another step in the puzzle.
Well, it's really dirty. Here, let me brush my sound like cobwebs.
But take care. Don't move it.
Don't worry. It's pretty solid.
It's stationary? Well, then that means one side there.
Watch it!
Pardon my rudeness, but it just occurred to me that looking through this telescope will tell us... There it is! I see it! The hiding place of the treasure of Lamond!
What?
Let me see!
Whoa, what do you see, Robin?
Nothing. Everything's fuzzy. Oh, wait, I see! Yeah, I see a hill with lots of trees on it. And it looks like the outline of a cave.
That's it. That's where the treasure is. Or at least where the next clue is.
It's my turn, Robin.
Okay. This is weird. I mean, I've looked that way hundreds of times, but I never saw a cave before.
It's a cave, all right. What are we waiting for? Come on, Professor, let's get going.
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
What?
Get back there.
What are you doing, Professor? Don't you want to get the treasure?
Oh, I am going to get it, my dears. All by myself. You, here.
Huh?
Take that rope and tie the little one up.
What's going to happen to Robin and Connie? Find out when our adventure continues in just a moment. And now, back to today's adventure.
Thanks. My gag was killing my mouth.
What happened? How did you two get tied up?
Robin figured out the clue, and then Professor Webster tied us up.
Aldous?
We've been here for hours. My arms are asleep. They feel like pins and needles. Well,
it's a good thing I decided to come up here this morning. I can't believe Professor Webster would do anything like this.
Well, believe it. As soon as he got a look through that telescope over there, he tied us up and was out of here in a flash.
Telescope? Well, I'll be.
Oh, Mr. Whitaker, he knows where the treasure is.
Now, just calm down, Robin. We'll go after him, but I want to take a look at this telescope first. It's pointed toward Tom Riley's property. Yeah, there's the outline of a cave. What's this?
What's what?
There's more than just a telescope in here. Something's stuck in a slot in the wall.
What is it? What is it?
Oh, just a minute now. Just... There.
It looks like an old book. We were so excited about the telescope, we didn't even see this. I wonder what it is.
I'll tell you what it is. It's the diary of Henri Lamont.
Really? What does it say?
Well, from what I can gather, Lamont knew that Odyssey would be his last mission, and he decided to bury his greatest treasure here.
Whoa! Oh, what's this drawing?
Well, that's a sketch of the cave. See? According to the writing here, this X marks where the treasure is, and these circles are traps he set up around it.
Traps?
Traps? Professor Webster doesn't know anything about. Come on, you two. Now, stay close behind me, girls.
Don't worry, you've got the flashlight.
Can't we go any faster?
That's not a real good idea on a dark cave, Robin. We'll get there.
But Professor Webster could be out of the country by now.
Oh, I doubt that. It's more likely that he's still inside here somewhere. He might be hurt. That's why I brought the first aid kit. Okay, we're coming up on the opening, so stick close. It's very narrow. Ah, there. Okay, girls.
Wow, it's like a big room.
Look on the ground there.
A lantern.
Hey, what's that next to it?
It looks like a box. It's the treasure. Come on, let's go.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Whit?
I thought I heard something.
Shh, listen.
Sounds like somebody's moaning.
Yeah, it's coming from above the treasure.
Well, let's get some light up there. Oh, my goodness.
It's Professor Webster.
He's hanging upside down.
Looks like he ran into one of Lamont's booby traps. Come on, girls. Grab his arms while I cut him down.
Okay, sure. I'll take the right one.
Gently now, gently. Let's lay him next to the box here. Take it easy, Aldous. You'll be all right in a minute.
Been here hours.
Yes, I'm surprised you got this far. Here, have some water.
What do you mean?
Mr. Whitaker found Lamont's diary.
What?
That's right, Aldous. It's right here.
Let me see.
It explains all about the treasure and the traps set around it.
But you know about the traps better than any of us now, thanks to your greed.
Yeah, what's the big idea of tying us up and leaving us in the attic anyway?
Well, I suppose I should apologize for my behavior, but I'm not going to.
What?
I still want that treasure, understand? And I'll have it.
He's got the box!
Come back here! Just
stay away. Once I get this box open, the treasure will be mine forever.
First the last.
Aldous, wait. He's...
There's something you don't know. Now to collect my prize.
Professor! Ew, what is that stuff?
Aldous, are you all right?
I don't know.
Wow, look at that.
What is it?
Your face, it's green.
Green? How?
I tried to tell you. Lamont's diary said the box was rigged to spray green dye if opened improperly.
Do you know how to open it the right way, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I think so. Now, according to the diary, you're supposed to turn the box over. Yeah. There's a latch hidden right here. You just slide it and...
Hey, the bottom came off. Yeah, what's that piece of paper? It's another poem. The treasure enclosed in this box must go to the green one who has the most greed. For none other here has worked for it so. And none other here has more need.
The green one! That's me! Whatever it is in that box, it's legally mine!
Yours?
Yes! Hand it over!
No way! Don't do it, Whit!
Whitaker, you know I'm right. Give me the box.
Mr. Whitaker?
Whit?
It is what Lamont wrote. There's nothing I can do, girls. All right, Aldous. The treasure's yours.
Ooh,
At last. Oh, there it is. Wrapped in this cloth is wealth beyond compare.
What?
Oh, no. No, it can't be.
What's the matter?
What is it?
It's a Bible.
What?
Wow.
Well, what do you know?
That's it? I went through all that for a Bible?
It sure looks that way.
I can't believe it. Lamone said it was a great treasure. The greatest treasure.
And so it is, Aldous. It's the greatest treasure of all.
Oh, no.
You know, it was awfully nice of you girls not to press charges against Professor Webster.
Well, we figured it was the least we could do after all he went through.
Yeah, walking around with a green face is punishment enough.
Aldous will have a pretty big reminder of his greed for a while, that's for sure.
What's the matter?
Oh, I was just thinking. You remember the secret room we found downstairs a couple of summers ago?
Yeah?
Well, everything that happened in it was caused by greed. Now, everything that happened in the attic was caused by greed.
Boy, we're surrounded by it, aren't we?
Makes it kind of hard to forget.
Maybe that's the whole idea.
What do you mean?
A very wise man once said, "Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it."
Yeah?
Don't you see? One of the best ways to keep people from making wrong choices is by showing them over and over, if necessary, what happened to other people who made those same bad choices. Give them a reminder, just like Aldous now has.
You want us to paint our faces green, Mr. Whittaker?
Oh, no, Robin. Not your face. The rooms in the attic and the basement. That way, whenever anyone goes upstairs or downstairs, they'll be reminded of the folly of greed. What do you think?
I like it. Yeah, that's a great idea, Mr. Whittaker.
Well, then, don't just stand there. Let's get started.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
That was some adventure. But like Whit said, sometimes it takes something really big to remind us of the things we need to remember. Like what can happen if we make bad choices. Well, that's it for now. If you have an adventure story like the one we heard today, write it down and send it to me. I'd love to read it. The address is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. In Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, B.C., V6B4G3. And when you write, don't forget to ask about how you can get a copy of this broadcast. Just mention today's date in your card or letter. The address once again is Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. The Treasure of LeMond was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.